The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I just see a loose puck, really. I mean, I was kind of just sit behind him and just tried to poke it with my stick. And I think their, defenseman kind of collided with me and pushed me into him. So, you know, had that not been the case, I don't think I would have hit him at all.
Well, despite the fact that everybody who is, I'm not even talking about hockey fans, I'm talking about people who are inside the game, seem to acknowledge that the Kadri collision with Jordan Binnington was unfortunate, but by no means premeditated, and was no means an attempt to take Binnington out, another dastardly play by Kadri, despite all that, has not stopped the Blues from trying to rile up their fans, and to the point where you've got death threats and racist remarks being thrown and hurled at Nazem Kadri, to the point where extra police presence had to be at the Avalanche Hotel yesterday, and the Avalanche and the St. Louis authorities are working to investigate all of this. What the heck is going on?
What's going on in St. Louis? Come on, guys. Obviously, that's just a hockey play with an unfortunate result. You know, here's the deal. If Binnington doesn't sprain his knee, okay, nobody's even talking about this. It's not even a deal, Mike. But because it comes with a sprained knee, it's ridiculous to me. Ridiculous. Hockey play. But that's why, you know, that's why my captain's probably going to have to drop gloves.
By the way, I'd wonder if the St. Louis Billikens College,
okay,
Division One, I wonder if they would like to talk to their play-by-play guy, Bob Ramsey, who sent out a tweet saying, gotta play for blood now. Somebody who has this self-awareness of their value to the team has to avenge Binnington with blood. Take the suspension and a victim with you.
What?
Wow. I bet you that tough son of a gun has been in a ton of, want to talk about a ton of brouhahas.
Yeah, I'm looking at him.
That play-by-play announcer's probably done nothing but hunt bear with a twitch.
He looks like one tough SOB.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Listen, reputation, it doesn't mean anything. It's either a legal play or it's not. You know, we've talked about this with Naz and the way he's trying to change his reputation and making sure that he's playing through checks and plays legal or non-legal. That D and Naz are both going for a loose puck sitting at the top of the crease, skating in there downhill, you know, as hard as they can go. And both guys go in there. They're both going after the puck the same way, and they collide before they go in.
There's Jared Bednar with his explanation. He was upset with the insinuation by Blues coach Craig Berube, who brought up Kadri's reputation. Let's shine a light on St. Louis coach Craig Berube, shall we?
Yeah.
Who, as a player in 1997, was suspended for a game for calling Florida Panthers forward Peter Worrell, quote, a monkey. So there's your guy who's talking about reputation.
Well, I will say this. You know, that was, it's never appropriate, but it was a long time ago. Hopefully, you know, you understand the error of your ways. But,
But Mark, understand what he's doing here.
I get it.
He's using Kadri and using Kadri's reputation as a way to fire up the fan base, fire up his team, to create the idea that Kadri is public enemy number one so that the Blues come out all ready to go in game four.
Sure.
What a loser!
Sure.
And I don't like that. I'm all for trying to create a chip for your team, but, man, you want to create an atmosphere that leads to death threats?
Are you okay behind closed doors him doing that, but not in public?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was all excited because Craig Berube sounded like a great sandwich at the local delicatessen. Like, I don't know. My initial thought would be have, like, all the meats on it. You know, it would have, like, roast beef. And it would have, like, turkey. And then it would have some ham. And me, it would just
delicious.
Be a... Oh, and then all kinds of cheeses.
Well, after what I heard from him yesterday, yeah, and over the weekend, some tongue, too.
Yeah. But now it's nothing but a turd sandwich.
Turd sandwich.
Yep.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Finally, football.
that's kind of what they got. Some, well, semblance of football going on as the Broncos begin another OTA, an organized team activity today. And this one will include 11-on-11 work. So we'll actually see offense versus defense. And just how big of a week is this? For the Broncos as they try to streamline stuff and microwave stuff to get it ready for the opening season.
I always think it's big because, I mean, it really is. You're putting a new offense together, obviously. Although everybody has worked within the context of this, you know, from just a scheme, schematic standpoint, everybody's worked in this offense before. So a lot of the concepts, a lot of the plays, a lot of everything is familiar to you. You may be called something different, but it's all familiar to you. I think the biggest thing, Mike, is just the excitement, the energy, and how it ratchets it up, kind of the intensity when you're doing some 11-on-11 drills. And come on, you don't ever want to get beat, even in 11-on-11 no pads. So, I mean, here we go.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'm the luckiest exec in the world. He and Hilario came to dinner this year, and we had recently moved. And I joked and said, all right, where should we put the statue? He goes, what statue? Your statue. And he, oh, brother, you know, bro. I said, no, without you, there's no way we can afford this house.
Tim Conley, who recently was in Serbia. By the way, if you have the Denver Post, I really recommend you read the article that was posted yesterday about the clandestine trip to bring the MVP trophy to Nikola Jokic in Serbia.
That is a great Dirk Pitt word.
Boom.
Clandestine.
Boom. And
or is it candles?
No, it's clandestine. It was really cool the way they pulled it off.
Just totally stomped.
But what's on the who was on the trip together was Michael Malone, Tim Conley, and Josh Kroenke, which makes this whole Timberwolves thing even more mind-boggling to me. Like, Josh Kroenke saw firsthand,
right,
the relationship that exists between Tim Conley and Nikola Jokic. And if you're trying to do whatever it takes to keep your big ticket happy, why are you quibbling over a few million bucks a year to keep Tim Conley as your GM?
You shouldn't be. You just pony up. Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure. Clandestine. Not clandestine.
Candlestine?
No, it's clandestine.
Clandestine. Secret. I love it. Speaking of clandestine, do you think the two of Conley and Malone have like a clandestine little like game they play where they're actually making fun of Josh Kroenke and he doesn't know about it when they all travel together?
Oh, like a secret word type thing?
Yes.
Like secret code words?
Right. There's no question. And then they're snickering.
Give me an example. Give me an example of how it. Use it in a sentence, please. Give me one in context.
Okay. So they would be like, you know, anytime we can get Josh, let's have a clandestine game. Anytime we can get Josh Kroenke to reference Nikola Jokic, you know, that's a win for us. And so then they're, you know, they're playing it. Oh, man, the, what, oh, where are we going? Yeah, the Joker? Oh, yeah, the Joker. That's what I meant. You know, and it's just like a fun
and then
little,
they just kind of snicker.
Right. Yeah, or get him to say Serbia. You know, that is.
Say Serbia. Yeah. Okay.
Whenever we can get him to say Serbia, we win.
It's a game. Yeah. I like it. Well,
we used to have a game like that when I was played for Washington. It was the Joe Gibbs Hay Chart. And I used to have to keep track of how many times Joe Gibbs would say, hey. And I don't even know if he was aware of it, but he'd be like, hey. I'll tell you what, guys. Hey, now, what?
And you had to keep track of all that.
And I'd be like, I'm not even listening. You know, it's a pregame speech.
And you're just Saturday night.
Da, 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 da. 17 Hays.
And that's what leads to thermometers up your butt. That'll do it for the Morning Brew, brought to you each and every morning at 6:30.